عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته لهم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وعليكم
السلام.
By the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we continue our class to speak about the great ayat, from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-Nisa, Surah Al-Ahzab, from certain hadith here from the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to establish the relation between the husband or the two spouses, the husband and wife. So we reach today, inshallah ta'ala, from Surah Al-Baqarah. There is certain ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told us about it. Islam never leave anything except that to clear it for us from the Quran and Sunnah by the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inshallah ta'ala, by the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we're going to speak about marriage and divorce in Islam. And this topic is very important. As I stated before we start our class, the most problem in the Muslim community, the relation between the husband and the wife. You may find some people over there, they are so religious, but they have a problem in their life. It doesn't matter exactly to be religious or not religious. It is exactly the common problem all over. Let's we go, inshallah ta'ala, to read Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 236. Ayah number 236, inshallah ta'ala, Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah ta'ala. Let's we start, inshallah ta'ala, about this, and we take it another ayah from Surah Al-Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayah number 130. Surah number 4, Ayah number 130. Let's we take in both of them at the same time, and then we'll go for detail. Each ayah will take one class, at least. Inshallah ta'ala. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Surah Al-Baqarah 2, number 2, verses 236. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. لا جناح عليكم إن طلقتم النساء ما لم تمسوهن أو تفرضوا لهن فريضة ومتعوهن على الموسع قدره وعلى المقتر قدره متاعا بالمعروف حقا على المحسنين.
There is no blame upon you if a divorced woman you have not touched, nor specify for them an obligation, but give them a gift of compensation, the wealthy according to his capability and the poor according to his capability, a provision according to what is acceptable, a duty upon the doers of good. Surat al-Mu'addad, verset 236. Vous ne faites point de péché en divorçant d'avec des épouses que vous n'avez pas touchées, et à qui vous n'avez pas fixé leur dot ou leur mare. Donnez-leur toutefois l'homme aisé selon sa capacité, l'indigent selon sa capacité, quelques biens convenables dont qu'elle puisse jouir. C'est un tova pour les bienfaisants.
Surah Al-Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayah number 130. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Wa in yatafarraqa yughni Allahu kullam min si'atih. وكان الله واسعا حكيما.
But if they separate by divorce, Allah will enrich each of them from His bounty, and ever is Allah encompassing and wise. Surah numéro 4, verset 130. Si les deux se séparent, Allah de par sa largesse accordera à chacun d'eux un autre destin. Et Allah est plein de largesse et parfaitement sage.
جزاكم الله خير إن شاء الله. Let's go for the first surah, the first one in the number one in the page number 28, number one, سورة البقرة 236. Allah تبارك وتعالى told us here, there is no blame upon you. You are not a sinner if you go for divorce. So the divorce is halal. Allah permitting in Islam to take a place for divorce or to establish divorce between both of them. Normally, the divorce taking place between those who married naturally. They are in marriage, real marriage. Subhanallah ta'ala bil azim. Except like a few, divorce taking place between the husband and wife when they made only the contract of marriage, not a physical contact. As we said yesterday, Allah called it nikah for two things. Nikah, that means the legal contract of marriage without touching her. That's a marriage. And nikah, the legal marriage when the marriage became effective. That means with real intercourse, legal intercourse. Both of them Allah called nikah. It means marriage. Normally divorce taking place between the husband and wife, those who are have natural marriage, they are in marriage. You understand? And this actually, if the man divorce his wife without touching her, and they made only the contract of marriage only, contract of marriage only, this is cause a lot of problem for the Muslim woman. This is cause a lot of problem for the Muslim woman. Sheikh Osman called me for the khutbah in this Shema, subhanAllah. So normally, the divorce when they have a relation together. Divorce will be very few when the man exactly made a contract of marriage and he doesn't have physical contact. Only the contract of marriage. It caused the woman more than the woman whom she married naturally. Why? Because he caused a trouble and the bad news for her in the society and the community. What's wrong with this? Why he doesn't go and complete his marriage? Why he divorced her? Something wrong with her. Maybe she has a bad behavior. Maybe she has a bad conduct. So people will question. So cause for the woman a lot of harms. Talaq taking place, the divorce in general, because maybe one of them are not patient. They don't accept one another. He's very quiet and she's very nervous. So what happened after that? And of course the opposite side. He could be exactly a very nervous and she is a very quiet woman. But they don't work it together. So Allah permitting actually the divorce to take in place as a solution. You cannot live together fighting each other for a long time and destroy everything. Because this, if you have it, they have children, it will affect the children. The children will have suffer from that. And that's why a lot of big people, they don't understand when the husband fight with his wife, cannot fight with his wife in front of the children. Because the children, they will grow up totally different. The eagles, they take this bad behavior of one of the father or the mother, it's affecting the children. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make the divorce rahmah. Allah established the divorce between the husband and wife as a mercy for both of them. They cannot continue to be like this. Allah, I have a lot of people, most of the case, if you sit down with me, subhanAllah, my basket is followed by a lot of problems from the community. I don't want to actually establish or publish the secret of the people. But I know a lot of people amongst us here in the message and different mosque, of course. طيب. So Allah said, no blame upon you if you divorce. Either you touch her or you don't touch her. No blame. It's permissible. And the problem is the divorce taking place when the father and the mother of the girl, or the father and the mother of the husband, get involved in the situation. One of the brothers came to me and cried. I don't want to mention his name. He told me, my mother, she came and she told me, you must divorce your wife. If you don't divorce your wife, you're going to go to Jahannam. The boy, he told me like this. His mother, she told him, if you do not divorce your wife, Allah will never let you enter the paradise, and you're going to go to the hellfire. Could you imagine about this? And he cried. I asked him questions. Do you love your wife? He told me, yes. Do you find any bad behavior, or your wife, she doesn't practice the Islam? He told me, wallahi, she wake up in the middle of the night and she pray tahajjud. I told him, you don't have any problem with your wife? He said, yes. My mother, she doesn't swallow her. For a reason. Of course, there is a reason for that. The girl, she need to dress nice clothes for her husband. She's allowed to do that as Mustafa, or haram to dress nice clothes for her husband. But her mother, she told her, you are not allowed to dress nice clothes. You don't feel ashamed to be naked like this for your husband? She disapproved. And her mother, she need her to every day to wash and clean and fresh food every day. Could you imagine about this? I told her, go and retain, take your wife, hold your wife, and let your mother pray as much as she could. Allah will never accept the dua from the oppressors. Remember this. Allah will never accept any dua, any supplication for the oppressors, because your mother, she's the oppressors. And that's why actually the parents sometimes taking place in this situation. Al-Asl of Tawa, the ulama agreed that the majority of the ulama is originally divorce is hateful, makruh, is undesirable in Islam, because the Islam came to establish relation, to build the family, and not to destroy the family members. The divorce is destroying the family members. Right. So before I go for detail in this ayah will take another class, the first ayah. But I like to clear something here, inshallah ta'ala. Divorce revolves around five ruling. Remember this. Divorce revolves around five ruling on the situation in which the spouses are. Clear about this? What is the five ruling of the divorce? Let me see exactly, because we need this material, inshallah ta'ala. Divorce could be muharram, forbidden. Divorce could be makruh, undesirable. Divorce could be mubah, permissible. Divorce could be mustahab, desirable. Divorce could be wajib, obligation or obligatory. Can we take example of these five kinds of divorce? Because we need to know that if Allah said, La junaha alaykum in talaqtum nisa, there is no blame upon you if you divorce a woman. You have not touched it, or you touch her, both of them. There is no blame if you divorce the woman. And that means, ya Shikiba, when Adi'ifi, La junaha ala, the message addressed to the man, not to the woman. There is no blame. Allah is speaking to the men, to men. No, you are not a sinner. No blame upon you if you divorce the woman. So the divorce in the hand of the man. There is certain rule, especially in Majhab Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. If the woman at the time of marriage, she made a condition, the divorce will be in my hand. The woman, she make a condition in the contract of marriage, the divorce will be in my hand. This is rejectable between all the ulama. Because Allah, when he addressed the message, addressed the divorce to who? To the man or the woman? Can the woman actually to go and tell her exactly, I need to have the divorce in my hand. I am the one who controlling the divorce. If my husband, I disagree with my husband, I will divorce him. Could you imagine if the divorce will be in the hand of the woman? How many times she gonna divorce you daily? How many times, Sheikh Mustafa, the woman, if you give the woman the divorce in her hand, how many times she gonna divorce you? She gonna divorce you 100 times a day. Anything small you make it, you know the woman all the time, when the husband do something little, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "In ahsanta ilayha ad-dahra kull," in hadith. If you are good with her the whole, all your life, ثم فعلت فعلتك هذه. If you do something small like this, and the Prophet, he saw, if you do something small like this, she will say, ما رأيت خيرا منك قط. I never see anything good come from you. SubhanAllah. That's exactly known. Because they are delicate. I don't speak about our sister in Masjid Manhattan. They are totally different. They are righteous like Aisha and Hafsa and Umm Kul. So SubhanAllah and Fatima. We don't talk about our sister here. Please, I need your protections. Now, so what happened is, the man, he's the one, he hold the divorce in his hand, and Allah controlling him. Not because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give you the divorce in your hand, and you are powerful in divorce more than the woman, to divorce the woman anytime you want. You have to be fair and just. Not to actually to treating the woman unjustly. You understand? SubhanAllah alhamdulillah bil azim. One of the women, the brother, he told me, one of the women, she come and told him, everybody divorce his wife. You never tell me actually you go, you are divorced. One of the women, she told the brother, why you don't exactly all your life, you never say the word, you go, you are divorced. She complained to her husband because he never told her, go, you are divorced. SubhanAllah. May Allah save all of you. Can we take this five ruling? Of the divorce taking place in five ruling. Number one, divorce to be forbidden. How is the divorce will be forbidden? Forbidden, okay. إِذَا أَرَادَ الْإِضْرَارَ بِهَا. It will be forbidden for him if he need to cause harms for her. So the divorce will be obligation. Will be forbidden exactly to keep her if he wanted to cause harms for her. Number two, if he divorces the woman during her menstruations or after birth, after they deliver the baby. If he divorces her, the divorce will be forbidden in this time. To divorce the woman during her menstruation, when she has a menses. Or to divorce the woman after she delivered the baby after birth. Got it? That's going to be key. Haram. This kind of divorce. Number 32. To divorce that woman 3 times in the same meeting. Like certain community. He came and tell the woman, to finish the woman, to slaughter her in one meeting. Go, you are divorced, talaq 3 times to make it exactly permanent, to finish the woman. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, by the mercy of Allah, I changed the rule in Indian court. By the mercy of Allah, Sheikh Mustafa, I changed the rule in the Indian court. They used to consider the person who divorced his wife 3 times at the same time as final. La. Why exactly is that permissible? Because Allah said that in the Quran. قال تعالى سورة البقرة قلت الطلاق مرتان فإنساكم بمعروف أو تسريح بإحسان. الطلاق is twice. Separate time, not in the same meeting. Talaq is twice. Either you retain her with kindness or you release her with kindness. You divorce her the second one and you wait until the iddah expire, the divorce taking place. Go, may Allah make it easy for you and make it easy for me. But you cannot haram يقول الطلاق بدعي. طلاق is related to بدعة. The divorce is a woman in the same meeting three times in the same time must be in a separate place. And you cannot make divorce over divorce. For example, he divorced her in the morning. Where is my socks? There is no socks, clean. Go, you are divorced. Because the man, he's looking for any reason. But the night time, you don't cook for me. Go, you are divorced. But you divorce her in the morning. You cannot make divorce over the divorce. You must return the woman or take your woman back. Then you divorce her in another time. Got it, inshallah ta'ala. I changed the rule in India with four legal papers. And I send it to India. And alhamdulillah, they are changed today. To change it to consider three times is not valid. طلاق في طهر. The divorce of the woman after she became pure from the menses. Or during her menses. During her menses or after she became. Abdullah ibn Umar, can we take an example, Sheikh? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma. He divorced his wife while she was in menstruations. Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he ran to the Prophet to ask him, is allowed to do that? Ya Rasulullah, because Umar is very sensitive. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu arda to take her back. And he did not consider the divorce of Abdullah ibn Umar during her menstruation valid. He told her, take her first, take her back. And then after that, leave her until she complete her menstruations. Then actually the woman, she became pure. And then you leave her to be pure until she has the menstruation again. Then if you exactly wait until she became pure and do not touch her after the menstruation. And then after that, if you need to take her back, to hold her, or you divorce her. Is that clear? Is that clear?
Two
menstruation system. Remember this is very complicated topic. A lot of imam, they don't want to touch this area. But alhamdulillah, we are here together to grow up in knowledge. So it's haram. And most of the ulama, they said, by the majority of if you divorce the woman in her menstruation while during her menstruations, is not effective according to the majority of the ulama. Not effective. It's not valid. If you need to divorce, you have to take your wife back. There is no divorce has been counted until she finished her menstruations. Then after that, leave her until she became pure. And leave her another time to be exactly menstruation. Then wait until she became pure and do not touch her. And then if you are divorcing. That is a forbidden. SubhanAllah, I just said one today. And I still have four. If you need to know the four, the other four, we have. Divorce is makruh, is undesirable. And I give you example. Divorce is permissible to do that. Permissible for you to do that. Divorce is desirable to do that. It's better for you to do it. And divorce is wajib. Wajib is obligatory. Must be. For example, I'm going to say last one. Somebody actually found his wife cheating him. Cheating him. To do exactly. And he accepts. Wallahi, I came, one came in Majimanat, here, this place. He cried a lot. And he told me, Sheikh, I came back early one day. And I found my wife with somebody else in my house, in my bed. And I told him, what did you do? He told me, I divorced her. I told him, you have right to do that. That's obligation to divorce her. He told me, but ya Sheikh, I still love her. I cannot leave her. I cannot live without her. I told them, go, you are a donkey. You are a dog. I don't want to see your face. بيقول قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدخل الجنة ديوث. قالوا ما الديوث يا رسول الله؟ قال الذي يعلم الخبث على أهله ويقره. None one of the ديوث, none one of the ديوث. ديوث meaning the one who knows the bad behavior with his family member and accepted. Allah curse him and he will never smell the paradise because she has exactly, you found her, he's cheating. Same thing if the woman, she found her husband cheating her and accept actually that in order, where I gonna go? Who's gonna feed my children? And she knows the exactly the misbehavior of her husband, that he has illegal in sexual intercourse with another woman, and she accepted this situation. Haram. The relation became taken. If she discovered that, if she discovered, not by exactly imaginations, she need to have a dalil evidence, and he need to have a dalil evidence that she's cheating him. My time is over. I owe you this four. And we continue actually the explanation in detail about this ayah, inshallah ta'ala. Subhanakallah wa hamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. If you have question, I'm still here, inshallah ta'ala, to answer your question. Bi'adhnikallahu fikum. Subhanakallah wa hamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I just have one question. I'm going to